This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
David Burge. I wish I'd said this, but I didn't. David Burge said it. Journalism is about covering important stories with a pillow until they stop moving. Now, you know, one of the important stories that they're covering up today is the Trump administration's increasingly successful efforts to combat violent crime. According to the DHS, they released a report showing that violent crime rates have dropped significantly during the first 6 months of Trump's second term. Homicides were down 17%. Gun assaults were down 21%. Aggravated assaults were down 10%. Sexual assaults down 10%. And carjackings down 24%. Which tells you a lot about one thing. What he did was he went into places like D.C. and Chicago, and he took the National Guard in there and he cleaned them up. Because most of those big figures that we get come from a very small amount of places. Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin was very blunt in her assessment. She said, under Trump and Secretary Noem, our law enforcement is working at lightning speed to remove violent, criminal, illegal aliens from the U.S. Every single day, we're arresting gang members, murderers, pedophiles, and violent predators. 70% of ICE arrests are of illegal aliens who have been convicted or charged with a crime. These arrests and deportations of criminal illegal aliens, this is having a real impact on public safety. Who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk that going after criminals would reduce crime? All of this seems like, you know, common sense. And here's the problem. Everybody gets out there, well, you know, illegal immigration, they're not really doing anything, Bill. Well, yeah. If you don't respect our immigration laws, I don't really expect you to respect any of them. I mean, you broke into my country, yo. Now, the Trump administration has given ICE the money and the support to go after hardened criminals who never should have been allowed access to our homeland in the beginning to begin with. They've ordered the FBI and the National Guard and law enforcement officers from various federal agencies to act as an additional layer of support in Washington, D.C. John Lott said this isn't rocket science. The research is clear that if you want to reduce crime, you have to make it risky for criminals to commit crime. Higher arrest and conviction rates as well as longer prison terms matter, just as making it possible for people to defend themselves also makes a difference. Criminals are not afraid of the police. They're afraid of you. They're more afraid of you because you know what you don't have? You. All you have to worry about is, are you in danger of bodily harm or death? And for some of, I mean, that bar, that's a varying height for various people, you know. Ladies, your bar is really sort of low on that one, isn't it? Senior citizens, your bar is pretty low on this one, isn't it? And the ones I'm describing that has the really low bar to armed self-defense, these are the same ones that are the primary targets because they're not going to go after the MMA fighters. Now, a reasonable person would sit back and look at all of this and say, let the party begin. Here we are, trying to combat violent crime. Surely this must be celebrated across the entirety of the political spectrum. That hasn't been the case. The Democrats continue to call the ICE agents Nazis and Trump's Gestapo. And Democrat governors and legislators continue to claim that President Trump will use National Guard troops to cancel elections and even murder you. Democrat judges continue to make this as hard and as difficult as possible. Democrat-sponsored pop-up mobs continue to riot outside of ICE offices in defense of foreign nationals. Recently, the feds arrested a Somali national residing in Minneapolis, Abdulmahat Billy Mohammed, for allegedly kidnapping and raping a woman after a Democrat prosecutor and a lenient judge had given the already convicted rapist a slap on the wrist for his prior horrific crimes. He was connected to numerous kidnappings and rapes, including against minors, when Democrat officials gave the Minnesota man probation and carte blanche to continue hunting and raping women. Attorney General Pam Bondi says this case illustrates how left-wing soft-on-crime policies and vetting failures put innocent people at dire risk. And, you know, stop me when I... If you've heard this one before, go ahead and feel like you can stop me on this one. Is it too much to ask that rapists be barred from entry in the United States? Is it too much to ask that pedophiles and murderers be barred from entry into the United States? Now, I know what you're going to say. Bill, it's very difficult to vet these guys. Oh, well, allow me to retort. If we cannot vet them, we should not let them come into the United States. Then there's Irina Zarutska, right? Ukrainian refugee. Twice deported illegal alien from Honduras. Lengthy criminal record in the U.S. Still managed to find refuge in Charlotte. Which tells you that Charlotte has a suicidal empathy for illegal aliens. Now, I've already talked about what's going to happen with this. The government has time to act. And it's not going to be the feds that are going to fail you here. It's going to be the local governments that are going to fail you here. Charlotte failed. Irina Zarutska, yeah, they failed her. They failed. However, that animal, the Somali animal that raped the woman, or women, yeah, that local judiciary failed them. Violent crime is a symptom. It's also a sign of a broken legal system. Putting criminals in jail isn't racist or immoral or unholy. Chicago mayor recently said, we cannot incarcerate our way out of violence. Well, the problem is going to turn into something a little more fundamentally bad, if you will, because sooner or later, the populaces in these places are going to rise up. If you remember me talking about that 67-year-old guy who was charged not with killing the guy that broke into his house, but with having an unregistered gun, I would submit to you that in these blue hellscapes, a lot of regular people have a lot of unregistered guns. And if the fear gets high enough within these people, we're going to see enough vigilantism to where we would look at the Death Wish movies and say, wow, Charles Bronson was really an amateur at this, wasn't he? But President Trump understands the stakes on this one. Either we win or the criminals win, and we can't let the criminals win. So having set that context up, the real enemy we have to deal with here right now today is the enemy within. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
For a very brief, wonderful moment in 1945, We stood astride the world. In 4 years, we had built the greatest military machine in human history. We liberated half the planet, and we dropped the sun on Hiroshima and Nagasaki to prove the point. Nazi Germany, fascist Italy, and Imperial Japan were laying in smoking ruins. And the message that we sent out was, you can take us, you know, you want to get on the battlefield, that's fine. You're going to be annihilated. And guess what? They listened. They learned the lesson. They have not seriously attempted a direct military confrontation since. They've also read a few things, read a few things correctly. But, you know, so they and the ideological heirs of the ones that we defeated have chosen a slower, more insidious strategy. Death by a thousand cuts from the inside. Everything going on today is not unrelated. It is the culmination of an 80-year campaign to hollow us out. The plan was simple and brilliant. If you cannot invade America, infiltrate her. Capture her universities and turn them into indoctrination camps. Capture her media and make truth itself subjective. Capture her culture and convince her children to despise the very civilization that gave them freedom. Capture the institutions, the FBI, the CIA, the State Department, the Pentagon, and bend them toward the destruction of the country they once served. And above all, capture her borders and her money and her sense of herself as a sovereign nation. Now, if you would, take a look around and tell me I'm wrong. The same intellectual descendants that we defeated in the Cold War. We contained it in the Cold War successfully. Now they openly run university departments and teachers' unions and human resource divisions in every Fortune 500 country or company, excuse me. They do not fly the hammer and sickle anymore. They fly the rainbow flag and they preach equity. But they have the same goal, the abolition of the traditional family, the Christian church, private property, the nation state itself. Critical theory, cultural Marxism. This is just communism with better marketing and tenure. I'm never going to quit calling attention to the media. They now function as a propaganda arm of a permanent bureaucratic class that hates you. And then we have a, you know, when you get a genuine populist movement that arises, like Tea Party or MAGA, the combined forces of big tech, big media, and big government mobilize with a coordination that would have made the NKVD blush. Educations are fortified, elections are fortified, dissenters are debunked, and deplatformed, and parents who complain at school boards, well, now they're domestic terrorists. The southern border, you can call it porous if you want to. It's basically been erased. It's not porous. These 10-plus million illegal entrants, this is not the best and brightest that those countries had to offer. And this is not incompetence. This is wholesale demographic replacement. They can call it compassion and a lot of other things, but it's a modern-day population transfer. And it's designed to dilute your political power. Then there's the Federal Reserve, unaccountable to any voter, prints money without limit, deliberately erodes the savings of the working and the middle class. Every dollar debased is a tax on every American who believes in hard work and thrift. And the same globalist elitists who lecture us about climate change, you know, from their private jets while they ship our factories to China. And the totalitarian state we once contained, we now fund with our own consumer dollars. And the institutions that used to protect us, well, they don't. It's just simple. For a while there, we had the Pentagon worried about things like white rage and proper pronoun usage, while China was teaching school children how to reload a battle rifle really fast and strip it down, you know, blindfolded. This is pattern recognition. Now, a lot of people don't recognize this because there aren't tanks rolling down the street. It's not like the movies showed it would be. It's not like Red Dawn. The war is now fought in classrooms where children are taught to hate their country and their parents, in boardrooms where they impose racial quotas, in newsrooms where stories are killed if they threaten the narrative, and in courts where equal justice just doesn't exist anymore. Now, that's the bad news. All that's the bad news. Here's the good news. We have skyrocketing homeschooling. We have the rise of parallel economies and the election of outsiders who refuse to bow to the regime. There's a distinct feeling out there that the enemy has overplayed their hands. And when you push a free people too far because of what, who and what they are, they push back twice as hard. And it's not like we're not capable. We defeated the Axis powers in 4 years. We contained Soviet communism for 45. We can defeat this fifth column insurgency too. But we got to call it what it is. And this is a attempt to finish a job that Hitler and Tojo and Stalin could not. That America that turned the tide at Midway and Normandy is still with us. And, you know, spirit that said nuts to the Germans at Bastogne still lives. And the question is whether we will recognize the enemy within before it is too late. Or whether we'll just allow the greatest experiment in human freedom to die with a whimper due to being tolerant. And even though the hour is late, it's not over. Not yet. We're going to talk about the reality of self-defense law simply because of something Representative Jasmine Crockett said, because this is pertinent to everything the Democrats are doing right now as they try to take control. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. Well, what I'm about to tell you is to set up what I'm going to tell you later, okay? Now, first of all, you should probably go check out Andrew Branca, who is a lawyer, and he's written a book called Law of Self-Defense, The Indispensable Guide for the Armed Citizen. Now, carrying a gun, right, if you want to know the rules, because there are rules, and I'm not here to dispense legal advice. I didn't stay at the Holiday Inn Express or anything. I'm just giving you some general information. You also have to understand that in matters of self-defense, fighting solves everything. So, you have to understand the politics of police and prosecutors wherever you live or travel. Blue states are likely to ignore the law and prosecute the law-abiding for daring to defend their lives against the favored criminal victim groups. And the essential fact, when you look at the law of self-defense, which comes from the English common law, and before that the Bible, is you can't review it often enough. It is both simple and complex at the same time. Now, in essence, deadly force is lawful if a reasonable person would believe they're facing an imminent threat of serious bodily injury or death to self or another. And if these elements are present, you don't have to wait to absorb the first blow or the first gunshot or the being stabbed the first time. So, For the purpose of this exercise, let us think of a reasonable person as a person of average or normal intelligence perception, and we can call them Joe or Jane Average. Imminent threat, once you detect this, is a fraction of a second or seconds from happening. Or it may be happening right now in this moment. So a possible threat or a threat that might happen in the future does not qualify. Serious bodily injury or death should be explanatory. Self-explanatory. If somebody is standing 5 feet from you, with nothing between you and him, with a gun or a knife, you can believe, reasonably, that threat is imminent and could result in serious bodily injury or death. But what if they're unarmed, but equally aggressive and ready to attack? Well, now we're getting into disparity of force issues. Because size and weight and numbers and age, that matters. Human beings are at once very resilient and at the same time terribly fragile. You've seen the car accidents where it looks like the car was chewed up by a Tyrannosaurus Rex and they just walk away without a scratch, right? But, you know, there's also people who get killed by a single blow to the head. Now, if you took a really fit 70-year-old man and put him up against a 20-year-old thug or several thugs, even though they're unarmed, they could easily be justified in responding with gunfire, that 70-year-old man. So too could a woman. The average unarmed man can easily kill the average woman, so great is the disparity in strength and aggression. In the Michael Brown case, a police officer was ruled justified in shooting Brown by the local prosecutor and the Obama DOJ because of the disparity in size, weight, and aggression, so great. Michael Brown was an 18-year-old pot addict. He was 6'4" and weighed 300 pounds. He tried to beat the officer to death and nearly succeeded in snatching his handgun. The officer said it was like trying to fight Hulk Hogan, and the grand jury and the prosecutors, who would have loved to have jailed the white officer for life, had no choice but to clear them. Here comes the hard part for the left to fathom. If you are presented with an imminent threat, and if you are in a moment where you are justified in shooting the imminent threat, you may fire as many shots as necessary to stop the attacker, not kill the attacker. And understand that this is not a semantic argument. You are shooting to deanimate. You're shooting because of an overwhelming need to stop the attacker from doing what gave you the justification to shoot in the first place. If in the shooting of the attacker to stop him from doing what he's about to do to you, which may very well kill you, right? If they die, this means they chose unwisely in this particular course of action. And going beyond that might encourage a prosecutor to prosecute you. You do not think or ever say you intended to shoot to kill. You shoot to stop. You're not trying to hurt anybody, right? You didn't go out to hurt anybody. But if you didn't shoot your attacker at that moment, you or someone you love would have surely suffered some sort of really serious bodily injury or death. And wherever the attacker attacks you is fine. Right? What if you're getting out of your car at home? Yes, if they attack you when you get out of the car, yes, absolutely, engage. But do you drag them into the house? No, you don't. Location is essentially irrelevant. We live in a castle doctrine state. Wherever you can be legally, where you are not committing a crime, you are in your castle. So this means your car, your children's schools, the shopping mall, wherever you can be, and you're not there committing a crime, you can have armed self-defense. You do not want to ever alter a crime scene, because that would surely see you prosecuted. But this is all going to vary from place to place, municipality to municipality, and you know, jurisdiction to jurisdiction. And you have to be aware of what those things are. What's the difference between armed self-defense here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
And say in New York City. Well, there's a lot of difference. But take a moment to educate yourself on what you can and can't do. Because in just a moment, I'm going to explain to you what some of the Democrats think the role of the police is supposed to be. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. There is a podcast called The Grounded Podcast. Well, it's still around. And there was an episode that aired this past September where the very ditzy Jasmine Crockett was a guest. And she was asked by host John Tester about the presence of military personnel in cities like Washington, D.C. and Chicago, Illinois. And a couple of her comments have resurfaced and are going viral because she said, you know, I think that's terrible. Now, I am perfectly open to a legitimate debate by people of good faith about whether that's a good idea or not. But then she went on to say, I want to be clear that, like, law enforcement isn't to prevent crime. Law enforcement solves crime, okay? That is what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to solve crimes, not necessarily prevent them from happening per se. This means that Jazzy had not gotten her meds in the mail. And again, we can debate the merits of National Guard personnel on American streets, but not that statement. Those in law enforcement are explicitly tasked with enforcing the law. And a significant part of that is to try to deter people from or prevent people from breaking the law. Now, I know she's a mental midget, but, you know, they're not supposed to be indifferent to, say, murders and rapes and terrorist attacks causing mass casualties. They're supposed to, well, the goal, the overarching goal is to prevent these crimes, not just investigate or solve them after they have occurred. This is like saying that a store's loss prevention personnel are like not supposed to prevent losses, but solve them after the fact. Whatever she thinks that means. I guess we've arrived at a time and place where words and phrases seem to have no set meaning. But it's worse than that. They've taken the meaning of the words and perverted or inverted or reversed them. They have taken them over and sent them to the front lines in the all-out war on truth and sanity. Now, Jesus said he was the truth. So those who so adamantly oppose it, obscure it, and attempt to deceive others are acting in direct contravention to him. So, Jazzy, dog catchers are not supposed to catch dogs. Teachers are not supposed to teach and instruct. House sitters can do that from somewhere else. Air traffic controllers, they're not supposed to control air traffic. If we live in a world where law enforcement isn't intended to prevent crime, do you know what that world looks like? We get to see different examples of this because in some of the major American, you know, the major American cities that are blue hellscapes, law enforcement has their hands tied. And fewer people are living there now. Which makes Jasmine Crockett an idiot. And her ideas an existential threat to this republic. But make no mistake about it. as you sit around and listen to some of the nonsense you hear coming out of these people, just realize that this, and this is sad. I know this is going to be sad for you. And this is why I preach this sermon so much. And I will cede to you that the likelihood of you being involved in something violent is very minuscule, okay? And if you were to be very aware of your surroundings, probably almost non-existent. But let's get back on the program here. In the event that something like that begins to occur around you, to you, or at you, nobody's coming. Nobody's coming to save you. There will be nobody available to stop this from happening. The only one, the only chance for you is for you to be prepared. Because Jasmine Crockett doesn't want things to happen to where things are prevented. And this is why they release all these criminals out there all the time. Because they want you to run to them and say, I don't care what I have to give up. I don't care what I have to say. I just want you to protect me. There are no safe spaces. There's only you and your awareness and what you are able to plan to do. And you're only going to be able to actually execute that which you have trained to do. You're not going to develop a skill set just out of a need. Coming up next, we're going to check in on things in Greenville County with Greenville County Sheriff Hobart Lewis. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.